Warmest welcome everyone. We have a new episode of the Business and Dreams podcast, and we're so excited for having you today and to talk about a new topic. So welcome, Camilla. I was gonna say no. You're not a guest, but yeah.
Thank
we're excited
you.
Right,
I am very excited to be in this incredible studio talking to this incredible woman and also talk about one of our favorite topics. I feel like we say that every time, yeah. But we only talk about topics we actually love and are
good
interested
point.
In. So
yeah,
let's dive into it.
Let's dive straight into it. We're talking about
freedom.
Beautiful word, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And freedom is something that we ourselves love. And I know that, like most people, I think that everyone loves freedom as well. But still, I don't think that we talk enough about freedom and how we can create a life based on freedom.
Mm.
So that's what we will talk about today a little bit.
Exactly. And I heard a quote I really love, which is that everyone wants more freedom. Mm. And there's never been a person that would say, I don't want more freedom.
Ooh, that's so true.
Could you ever imagine that?
No.
So basically, everyone wants more, no one wants less.
Yeah.
But still, it's not something that we have as a norm in society, as success, I would say, in today's society. We think more about maybe material things or doing this exit from a big tech company or something like that. And that could lead potentially to freedom, but we don't always say that success is freedom in that sense. So why is that? I mean, it's not a lot of role models we have of people who are living freedom in terms of financial freedom, location freedom, and time freedom.
Mm.
That's very rare to find.
Yeah, that was so interesting when you said that to me. Like, you don't find, like, we don't highlight role models enough within this area.
Yeah.
We highlight people are like billionaires and all that, and that is great too, but freedom is the thing that so many of us are looking for. And I love that you also talked about something, and that is that we kind of need all these aspects of freedom, or like rather, like we said something like interesting, and for all of you listening right now, I want you to listen even more because I'm going to share something. And that is that imagine this scenario that you wake up, you have nothing planned for the day. You decide exactly your schedule. You have lunch whenever you want to. You meet whoever you want to. And you have no plans in your calendar. Does this sound like a dream day to you? Most people would probably say, yes, I would love to wake up without an alarm. I would love to like schedule my own things. But what if I told you that you just got fired? So you don't have a job. And now you don't soon have any money. That wouldn't be so nice all of a sudden, right? So we are both looking for, of course, this time freedom, but without the financial freedom, it's not worth very much, because that is just like getting fired, basically. And also the other way around, that let's imagine that you're working a lot, like 24/7, and you feel that you don't have any freedom of your time. Maybe you have financial freedom, but you don't have time freedom. Then you don't appreciate too. So it's so interesting how they go hand in hand.
Exactly. And that is one example. Or another person who also have location freedom and time freedom, that is someone who is homeless. You know, they have, I mean, I'm laughing now because it's like, it's so clear that you don't want only that, because then you would be happy as a homeless, because you have time freedom, you have location freedom. And most people say, like a very common thing I hear women say is that, I don't need so much, you know, it's not that important. It's more important with my time freedom and location freedom. And I understand if that's more important, but you need to admit to yourself as well that the financial freedom is also important, because otherwise you would be happy as a homeless person. I mean, now I'm taking it to the extreme, but let's say then that you want, you know, this location and time freedom. And why is the reason you don't admit financial freedom is important? And I have come to realize that for a lot of people, it is because they have trained themselves not to want.
Mm.
They have trained themselves that if I wish for things and if they don't happen, I might be disappointed.
Mm.
Or someone else will be disappointed. Maybe you, like, one story I heard was a woman when she was growing up, she did this wish list for Christmas, and her parents maybe was disappointed in themselves if they couldn't give what she wished for. Mm. They can be all those things that we, when we grow up, that we are trained not to want, not to desire. And what I want everyone to know who listening to this is that it is not about getting the money in itself. It's not about the result you want. It's not about that material thing or that house, or it is about the process and it is about expanding yourself and living your full potential. And if you never set goals you truly want, you truly desire, if you don't allow yourself to dream, you are just getting the same results over and over again. And nothing changes. So it's about the change, about the expansion, about the way you develop as a person. And what you should be proud of, a recent insight I got, is not the result. It's that you dare to go for it. Mm. It's that growth mindset, you know, that you have the courage. And that's something I want all of you to know, that you can detach from the result. And you can see maybe it's happened earlier, maybe it's happening later than my goal, but doesn't matter. The thing that mattered is that you are learning, you are developing, and you are not staying in this invisible cage your whole life.
Wow.
I have so much to say about this.
Please continue. I was going to say, no, but that is, yes, I mean, I was saying no, don't continue, but please continue. But I just want to say that I thought I was so good. First of all, that we have trained ourselves not to desire. Oh my God, I could actually relate to that. It's so, so powerful. And I was just thinking the reason why and everything. And I think that many people are, like what you also touched a little bit upon, that we are afraid to be disappointed or be seen as greedy or whatever it can be. But then also, as you said, to detach yourself from the actual result, from the actual outcome. That is so, so good. Because then it's all about the effort, like really growth mindset perspective on this. But I love that.
Yeah, because what we teach, for instance, in our program, Business and Dreams Academy, and the way very few people live, but the way of living that will make you happy is to live from inside out. And if you're focusing on the results, you are not living that way. You are living from outside in. If you're looking always at the result, did I reach the goal? Did I reach it on time? Did I reach it after? Then you are dependent on outer circumstances for your happiness. And that is a very fragile way of living, because, you know, things will happen in your life and you can't control, you know, everything that's going to happen, but you can always control your inside. And that's why if you detach, you are living from inside out instead of creating that dream life, the inner image, and then see it reflected in the outer world.
Yeah. Love that. And we talk a lot too about, you know, having this freedom within your business. And I think that that is, too few people talk about actually creating a business that is based on freedom. And that is something that is so, so important, again, for both of us to have this location, time, and financial freedom. And that's what we want to show other women as well. Because when we talk with other women, that is like the number one thing they say they dream of, to have more freedom. So, and many people think that, oh, if I start a business, that will mean that I have less time. Maybe I'll have an office where I'm bound to. And also I will earn like very little, especially in the beginning. And we want to show like a different reality, that it can actually be the opposite. That when you start a business, you get more time freedom, more location freedom, and more financial freedom as well. So that is something that we do in Business and Dreams Academy.
Exactly. And you might ask then, like, how do you do that? And most people think like, I need to work harder. And I posted actually a LinkedIn post about this, and it was a lot of comments. And I want to reply to those comments in this podcast, because I said, like, you don't have to work harder. You need to work on your mindset. And what I mean by that, because working harder, I heard a sentence I really loved also recently, which is working harder just means getting the same results you're already getting quicker. So you're still getting the same results, it just goes faster to get them. But there is always a limit to how hard you can work.
Right.
Because we have 24 hours, there's a limit. Because you can say, but it doesn't feel like hard work if you love it. Yes, but there's still a limit to how, and you will eventually reach that limit. If you're not reaching it now, you will. And there's a, you know. So it would be so weird that that would be the reason you reach certain goals. It's not like billionaires can work like 10 times harder than you. It's not possible. So what is limitless when you think about it? Well, obviously, I think it's your mind. It's your thoughts. It's how big you can think, how bold actions you can take. That is not hard work. That is expanding your mind. And there's no limits how much you can develop that. And I think that's so fascinating.
I love that. I fully agree. And yeah. If there's one part of like where you can apply hard work, that is actually to work on your mindset.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and because that will give you these exponential results that working like more hours won't give you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's almost like a computer, I would say, and it's the software you need to develop instead of like the hardware. I don't know if that makes sense, but there's no limit how good you can make the software in a computer, for instance. I mean, maybe there are. Okay, maybe that analogy isn't good. But yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's something. If you should work hard on something, it's that. Yeah. And I've been thinking about that Nike slogan, just do it. I want to have another one, which is just think it.
That's so good.
Because that's the most important thing.
that is so good.
Because everyone say just do it as their advice.
Yeah.
Just think it.
That's where it all starts.
Yeah.
That is so good. That's so, so good.
And I want to give an update also for those who live in who've been listening to our Netflix episode.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we were thinking big.
Yeah.
If you think about Netflix, just think it. We were thinking big.
You should tell the listeners who don't know what we talk about.
Yes. To give a little recap.
Yeah.
We were thinking big because we were talking about if you could think big, what would it be? And the conclusion was like, to be in a Netflix show or a documentary. And we just stated it. We didn't have any, you know, attachment to the result. And then someone reached out to us afterward and asked, you know, I know this TV company. Should I reach out to them or connect them? And that's what happens. Like, those doors will open for you when you dare to admit your dreams and dare to dream and not limit yourself.
Exactly. That was just so crazy.
Yeah.
And people love to help other people, and you love to see other people's dreams get fulfilled. So that's what happens. So that's why it's so important, as you say, to dream big and also to tell other people about your dreams.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was crazy actually. And I want to say also that we have a big day tomorrow.
Yes.
Business and Dreams Academy, the second batch starts tomorrow. For all of you listening to this episode, I want to say one thing. And that is that I know that you are dreaming of more freedom. And if you want to start a business around your passion and you actually don't want to sacrifice your time, your location, or your financial freedom and actually want to get more freedom within these areas, then you have one thing to do right now, and that is to send us, Business and Dreams, on Instagram a DM with the comment money mindset, and we would love to talk more about this program. Because last week we had Kajsa Hedqvist here, who shared her experience about this program, saying that it was the best investment ever. And we are just so excited to help more women to achieve this kind of lifestyle that we are living right now as well. And I mean, so if you are curious about it, just send us a DM at Money Mindset and we will take it from there. So this is a sign that if you're looking for more freedom, just take that action.
Exactly. And I must be actually proud to say, I'm not saying this to brag at all, but that we are actually living a freedom-based lifestyle, yeah. that we can, like, we don't have to set an alarm. We decide if we want to set an alarm or not. And we have a lot of freedom over our days. We can have days with no meetings, no obligations, you know. And we can also, you know, travel. Like, I'm going to France next week, crazy, for a month. And I can do that. And you maybe are going also somewhere in South of Europe this winter. And we know a lot of women are dreaming about this. And my advice is always to ask for advice from people who have the result you want. And if the result we have, if that's something you want, then I recommend you to take advice from us. And if not, no, you should take advice from someone else.
Exactly.
But if this is the type of lifestyle that you are dreaming about, then I think we are the right people to guide you how we did it.
Yeah, and that's what also Kajsa said in our last episode, that she wanted us as her coaches because we were living the kind of life that she wanted. So yeah. I think that is such a good way to think about it.
Yes.
Yes, and I just feel that, you know, when you're so proud of something that you want to just share it to everyone, that's when you have found something like your true purpose and passion. Mm. Like, I just, that's why I'm so passionate about it, because as you said, all of us want more freedom and all of us want to have a meaningful, like, everyday life and make the impact we want. So yeah, that's why I'm just so excited about Business and Dreams Academy. I never, like, been this excited about something. So if you're listening to this and want more freedom and work with your passion, DM us.
Yes, exactly, because we just care about what you want. Mm. And we've been talking to so many women here. Mm. And that's when we realized if we would summarize what women want in our community in just one word, mm. it would be freedom. That's kind of the study we did. And the only thing we care about is, can we help you get there? Mm. And if we can't help you get there, we are not, I mean, it's not interesting, obviously.
Yeah.
But this whole program was built on helping you get there. So that's why, you know, we have realized that this is the method of not just getting there to like a certain level, but also for future goals you have in your life, the next level. So it's really a lifestyle that you can apply for this goal and future goals.
Yes. And also, I love what you said here, because if we would see that you aren't a fit for this program, maybe you're looking for something completely else,
yeah.
we are very selective there, that we only want to take on women who we actually believe we can 100% help to achieve this lifestyle.
Exactly. Because we want, like, to teach women how to live a life from inside out, mm. and do always start with, you are controlling your mind and then you create your results from there. And if you don't believe in that, if you just want to learn practical things and you have no interest in personal development, mindset, how thoughts create reality, then we're not the right fit.
Yeah.
But if that's your cup of tea and you're just like us, love everything that has to do with the mind and how you create results from inside out, then we are the right fit.
Yes. All right. I think we're going to wrap this up soon. Do you have any last words of wisdom that you want to share about freedom?
I just want you to know that it is possible, and that is not so far away that you might think. It is closer than you think. And don't put it on a pedestal that you are here and freedom is here. You are here, you are the creator, and you create the life you want.
I love that.
Yes.
Love that. That's such a powerful way to end this episode. So thank you everyone who listened to this. Go after your freedom-based life and never settle.
Ciao, ciao. Thank you for listening.